You can get the latest odds, offers and more great content at williamhill.com, on the William Hill app and in any of our shops around the UK.
Hello, I'm Elliot York. We are looking ahead to the first Ashes test in Brisbane. I'm joined by James the Cricket Badger.
Afternoon, evening.
Afternoon. So yeah, looking forward to the first Ashes test. England start on 5-2, Australia start on 4-5, and the draw is 10-3. How do you see this first test going?
It's going to be a tough one. Five test series. England need to get off to a good start here. Historically, the Gabba, or the Wooloong Gabba, as it's known in its entirety, in Brisbane, is Australian paradise. It's called the Gabbatoir because visiting countries get slaughtered. And in recent times, when England have gone down to Australia, when they've done well at the Gabba, then they've done well in the series.
Yeah.
If they get caned at the Gabba, it might be a bit of a litmus test to their fortunes. I think overall, England are pretty healthy going into this series. I don't think Australia are quite as good as people are saying. I think England are a little bit better than people are saying. But this is a huge test match because there's no coincidence that this first test is played at this venue. Australia picked this venue so they can get off to a good start. So it's important England can escape with a draw or better. Or, at the very worst case scenario, they escape with a defeat, but a narrow defeat where a few people have got runs and they're up and running in the series. Australia at 4-5, I think, is a very fair price in this test match. I think, you know, they should win this test match. In this series, there are not going to be many draws. I think one at the most, probably none. So I think every test will have a result. That's what Australian tracks do. They bring results into the equation. And I think Australia will be looking to win this first test match. So they'll be looking to hit England hard. The toss will be key. Hopefully, whoever wins the toss won't do a Nasser Hussain, and they will bat first and go for it rather than give the opportunity to their opposition. But Australia will be hot favourites going into this one. That 4-5, a very, very fair price on them.
So how important is this first test for England's confidence-wise? If they do end up getting overturned quite heavily, is that an implication for what happens to the rest of the test matches?
It's a huge thing, Elliot, because what you get is you not only come out with less confidence, you come out obviously 1-0 down, but you also you've probably not got many people in form because you've been slaughtered, so nobody's had too much batting and the bowlers have been knocked about a bit, but you're on the back foot. And the other thing is Australia are going to be buoyed from it, and the Australian public is actually quite key to this series, because if you can mute them and start getting them to be critical of their own side rather than being on the boundary shouting at Stuart Broad and what have you, that is a big thing. So England will want to perform well in this first test match. I'm not saying they have to win this first test match to win the series, because I think their opportunity will come later on in the series, but they won't want to be soundly thrashed because that'll set the tone. And setting the tone, we saw in recent test matches at Lord's in 2005, they hit Ricky Ponting on the head. And even though England lost that first test, they bounced back under Michael Vaughan, and that set the tone. Steve Harmison's first ball in that series, ill-fated 5-0 series that went to second slip, set the tone. So these things are important. The result, not necessarily vital, but England need to perform well in this first test match.
So let's have a look at some match specials then.
I like all of these, Elliot.
Yeah.
Joe Root to be the top England bat in England to win. Well, Joe Root's the best batsman for England. No reason he can't be the top scorer for them. And it's the England to win bit that might be the dodgy part of that. James Anderson's England's best bowler. It's the England to win part of it that might be the dodgy part. For Australia, now these are the ones I'd probably pick. Stephen Smith is their best batsman. I think he'll score the most runs for them in this series. And I think Australia will probably win this first test match. So 5-1 on him is a very, very, very good bet. Mitchell Starc, he's fresh from taking two hat-tricks in the same game, for goodness sake. So he's absolutely on fire. Left armour, he'll be firing it in at the toes. He can bowl 90 miles an hour plus. So 7-2 for him to be the top Australian bowler. He'll get help at the Gabba. And that 7-2 is a standout price. They're probably the two best bets on that screen at the moment in front of us, because Australia should win this first test match. I will be delighted if they don't, but they should win this first test match. It doesn't mean England can't retain the Ashes. They only need to get a draw out of the series to retain the Ashes. Root's got the urn in his pocket at the moment. Australia need to win the series for him to have to hand it over. But those two enhanced markets, they're really, really good.
Can we just touch on Joe Root and James Anderson a sec? They're two of the England's stars, if you would say. How important are their performances to England retaining the Ashes?
I think there's a number of factors. You've got Root and Cook at the top of the order, who are England's best batsmen. Now, you can't assume that they're going to perform. We kind of sometimes compare Cook and Root with Stephen Smith and David Warner, and you almost anticipate they're going to score runs. And they should do, because they are the better players. And you've got Jimmy Anderson, Stuart Broad against Mitchell Stark and Josh Hazlewood, and you just presume that they're going to bowl well. But and then, to me, it's how the others, the lesser known, some of the weaker links, in inverted commas, in the teams, how they stand up, because they could be the key. But you need those pivotal ones to perform. So you need Root to score runs. You need him to be a confident captain, and that confidence will be gained from getting runs with the bat, and then he can walk out with his chest puffed out for all the tosses and lead England properly. So it is massively important that Joe Root stands up. But knowing Rooty from his Yorkshire days, well, he's still at Yorkshire, but when he was a young lad coming through, he loves this kind of atmosphere. He will revel in going toe-to-toe with the Aussies in this Test series. He may go down a notch or two in confidence if they're doing badly, but if he can lead England to success, then you'll just watch Root just grow and grow as a man, as a batsman, all the way through this series. That 10-1 on him to be the top England bat will get that kind of offer throughout the series. I'm not going to take it at Brisbane, but I'll take it everywhere else.
So let's have a look at, we've touched on England, let's touch on Australia batsmen. Stephen Smith is the obvious danger man. Is there anyone else we need to look out for?
Stephen Smith and David Warner, they're two best players. And if you're going to go for proven quality, then you go in those two favourites, and you probably split your stakes between the two and have a very solid bet. But this is the first innings. Wickets can fall early with the new ball in Australia. David Warner's the opener, Smith will walk out at number three. So they're vulnerable at the top of the order. Looking down the rest of it, Usman Khawaja coming at number three, again vulnerable, but he's been in top form. So the top three in that market are the best three in their team. But I know Freddie's done the preview for William Hill. He's picking Sean Marsh at number six. I actually tend to agree with him. Peter Hanscom, Sean Marsh, 5 and 6. Maybe shoring Australia up after a bad start, that might be the way forward with this one. I certainly wouldn't look 16-1 or above. Tim Payne has only scored one century in his first-class career, and the others can hold the bat to some degree, but they're tail-enders. You're looking in that top six, and maybe Hanscom and Marsh might be the value there in a market where, you know, if Australia do lose a few early, they could come in and really start to thrive. For England, you know, this is a massive test for the likes of James Vince at number three, a left-field selection for this series. Can he perform? If he does, he will be crucial. Mark Stoneman, the opener at 5-1. I like him a lot. He's a nuggety player, and I think he could have a big presence in this. Joe Root, 5-2. He'll bat number four. Alistair Cook, the opener at 3-1. Obviously, coming in first. And with the captaincy off his shoulders recently, I think that'll free him up to have a very good Ashes series. But my pick in that market is Johnny Bairstow at 6-1. He will come in at number six, promoted in the absence of Ben Stokes. He's been in England's top three and performers in Test cricket over the last 18 months. And I think he's got a big Ashes series to come, the Ginger Ninja from Yorkshire. He will be really good in this series. The ball bounces, he won't show any fear, and that 6-1 is a very good price on him. Very quickly, with the bowling, for Australia, you can't look past Mitchell Stark. I know you've got the likes of Pat Cummins, but he never stays fit. Josh Hazlewood is more discipline than fire. And Nathan Lyon is a quality spinner, but I don't think he's going to really reel off the wickets. Mitchell Stark, if you give him the ball, feed him on red meat, keep him in a dark room, and then unleash him on the England batting, that's 7-4. Probably going to be similar in every single test match. If he's in sync, he can really blow a hole in England's batting lineup, and he's the big danger. For England, Jimmy Anderson, fantastic bowler, had the ball on the string for the last 12 months. Chris Wokes has been great, but I'm not sure he'll take that many wickets in Australia. Jake Ball, Craig Overton, fighting it out for that fourth seamer spot. I'd go with Overton, and I think he can have a good series. 92 might be worth a nibble. Moeen Ali, I think the Australians will attack him and try and knock him off his line early. So the 92 on him is value, but I don't think he will fire. But for me, in this series and in this first test match, Stuart Broad, 9-4 in this market. The Australians don't like him. He quite likes that. He's got a good record against Australia, both in England and in Australia. And for me, that 9-4 on him to be the top England bowler in the first innings is a really good shout. But Elliot, to finish, I'm a little fearful of this first test match. I'm going to be staying up late. I'm going to be watching it through the night. And I'm just hoping there aren't too many clatters of English wickets. I think Australia, that price on them to win the first test match at 4-5 is a really good one. But don't despair, England fans. I think England can actually either draw or win this series and keep those Ashes where they belong on English soil.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.